Never slept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promotion going on right now for the breakers, now through June 30th when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi. And close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank. You can get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska. A round of golf for 4 cart rentals and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino on the premises, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462 for this offer. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm going to go through the parking lot this weekend. I'll be up in that area just to let people know where to park at, I think. What's the best part of the lot to be able to enter into and then to have easy access in and out. So I'll get a chance to survey everything up there.
Smart.
Chance to get a feel for it.
Good job. I hope it brings you peace.
Pinnacle Bank.
Remember, nothing like that.
We are joined now on the phone by a friend of the show. We haven't talked to him for a few months. That is, of course, Kansas head football coach Lance Leipold. Lance, good morning. We are here in middle of May. And what's your off season starting off with like now, Lance? Are you guys crazy? Is it calm? What are things like at this moment for you?
Well, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. It's been. You know, it's usually a little bit different. We're playing a week 3 game in London, England, this fall. So went over there a little bit over a week ago for kind of a site visit, get the lay of the land.
Wait.
So spent some time there, and then our players are finishing up finals here this week and next week, and so kind of postponed my exit interviews and finish those up this week, and now we're continuing to focus on recruiting as we head into summer conditions.
Lance Leipold, happy birthday belatedly. Your birthday was what? What day was it?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
2 days ago.
We mentioned it on air, Lance, just so you know. So we didn't miss it, really. We mentioned it on air, and then we knew you were coming on. So there was a lot of buzz around Lincoln.
Right. There's at this stage of the game, guys, you know, you're not trying to promote those anymore. So you're just glad to have them, I guess.
Yeah. Let's promote it a little bit. You're 62, is that right?
Come Steve's on now. Big.
For some reason, Steve's really
he's got to put it out.
Oh, he's really big
payback,
on that.
Payback ship, it's coming, man.
Yeah.
In what form? We can go to De Leon's. Yeah. Lance recently was in Lincoln and went to De Leon's. And what did you have?
The breakfast bacon burrito, of course. It's been since we lived there 20 years ago. It's still been one of my favorites. Our son goes to Nebraska Kearney. He's on the team there with Ryan Held. And when my wife and I have a chance, we as we're driving back to Lawrence, we'll make a little detour, and still one of the most underrated breakfast burritos I've ever had. So, thanks for between my age and my dietary habits. What else are we going to talk about?
Anything else?
How's your marriage doing, Lance? Yeah,
well, Lance, are you aware that Sip's trying to get back together with his ex-wife? So that is something we've addressed that on air.
Trixie.
And Trixie and Steve are working on it. Out. Yes.
Yeah. All right, go
Lance,
ahead.
Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. Could you answer this question for me for the breakers that have some fun field? If it's December 23rd and you're in northern Wisconsin at a supper club, would you order a bourbon old-fashioned or a brandy old-fashioned?
Well, that's a no-brainer. I'm not a big old-fashioned drinker, and I don't promote alcohol or gambling, Bill. But
smart man you are.
If you're in that part of the country, you're definitely going with a brandy old fashioned.
Yeah, it's a standard issue at that. Appreciate yeah. that. I text Lance randomly when he was in overseas last week.
Jeez.
For some reason, I go, I haven't checked in on Lance for a while, so I shot him a text, and he was over there. When you're over there, what were you looking for? Were you checking the hotel out? Were you checking the field out, the practice facility? Tell us, because you're not really concerned about a lot of little things. You're concerned about how does my team perform over there?
Yeah, all the above, Bill. Our chief of staff, director of football operations, Michael Painter, and our equipment manager, Darren Haynes Smothers, went over in January for an initial visit. Myself, deputy athletic director Colin Sexton, and Michael Painter again went over. Kind of went through after what was decided. Saw the team hotel. Talked about some layout things, as you know, how you have to orchestrate a hotel, for meeting rooms, meals, all of that, distance to, the path to the practice facility, which will be kind of a club rugby setup that'll be converted. Of course, went to Wembley Stadium where the game will be, and kind of going through some things, looking at some ways that the uniqueness of this game, probably to your listeners and college football fans, to especially Husker fans that have, maybe took the Ireland trip, is this is a week 3 game versus a week 0 game, which makes it very, unique in the fact that it's still in the thick of the season as you're getting rolling, but you still want to be able to have experiences for the guys and to have some things. So what we're looking at is options to, for those experiences of seeing London, but at the same time, with that uniqueness is you don't get police escorts over there to things. So you've kind of got to navigate yourself through traffic and doing those things, and that can when you have multiple, 5-6 buses trying to go somewhere, it can take some time. So a lot of those logistical things we kind of work through. I did a press conference with the media, did a small clinic in conjunction with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have played multiple games there and have for a while now. So a lot of different things in a short period of time, but it was a great trip.
Lance, that's interesting. Now, I've noted this about you for 25 years, that I've always been impressed by you always consider the big picture. So I'm taking a little bit of a chance with this question, but I want to ask you anyway. I'm always interested in this. The Big Ten distributed $1.37 billion to its members in 2024, 2025, whatever that fiscal year was. The Big 12 in that period distributed $560 million. So you're... Now here's what I'm wondering. When you see that disparity as a head
coach, that's like
coach,
your salary. That's like your salary for the show to Bills, probably, right?
Yeah, approximately. What goes through your mind when you see these disparities? Anything?
Well, I think what you're alluding to is exactly what I think it's going to be. Is you've got to be creative and keep looking outside the box for other sources to stay competitive in the Power Four conference race, and what are those things? And we've talked about this on the show before, and I think knows that back when I was a grad assistant at Wisconsin before Bill arrived there, we played a game in Tokyo, Japan. Nebraska did the same. Great experience when running the players from that era. They talk about that trip. I still think, even though what we're dealing with and what you alluded to also about the money that's being dispersed, we're still in the educational business here. And I still think life experiences in this game should when we can take advantage of them, we should do them. That said, also, I do have a strong feeling that college football, just based on everything that is happening, will eventually evolve to international type settings and opportunities, much like the NFL did 20 some years ago. And I think that we have an opportunity, whether it be the University of Kansas or the Big 12 Conference, to get out on the forefront. Brent Yormark is very aggressive with outside-the-box ideas, as many people know. And I think for the opportunity for us to kind of get in this and Also, just say, you know, we are giving up a home game, but we are in phase two of our stadium reconstruction. So we're playing at a reduced capacity. So many times the answer is, yeah, but you're taking away for things from your community. And it's a balancing act, and you have to go through those things. But we felt the timing was right for us to do this. And if that's the case, if there's any type of rotational type sequence to this, mm-hmm. the next time is that this game will continue to grow and expand and do things. We'll have opportunities to be in this multiple times. And I think we have some really good things coming down the pike with this game for exposure and things that'll be announced as we continue through the summer. And I'm looking forward for the opportunity to go take our team there.
Sweet. Just a little piece of history, which for fans that Lance can also chime in on, is that so when Nebraska went to the Tokyo Bowl, we had to win that game against K-State to win the Big Eight and go to the Orange Bowl. When Lance went a year later, they had to beat, I believe, Michigan State to win the Big Ten and go to the Rose Bowl. Is that correct, Lance?
Yeah, and as you know, Bill, you know, Barry Alvarez at the time building the program and looking for ways to promote the program, expose the program, give experiences. You know, he made the decision. He hadn't gotten the team into a bowl game yet, and to kind of have that be a guaranteed opportunity was part of his thinking, as I remember in staff meetings. And again, we're still in a process of building our program, solidifying ourselves, trying to be more consistent. We've fallen short on bowl opportunities the last couple of years. So for us to have these type of moments and exposures on national, international stages, I just think it's one of the things you have to look at in today's climate.
Joined by 62-year-old Lance Leipold. Lance.
Very fit.
Lance, you also, you're a newspaper reader. You read sports writers. Matt Hayes wrote something the other day. I thought of you with this interview. Here's what Matt Hayes wrote. He said, "You will not win games, you will not play for championships unless your QB is among the best players in your league." Now, is it that cut and dried in your mind? Does your QB have to be one of the best players in your league to win at a high level?
I would disagree with that. I think, you know, that it's a very important, it's a debatable topic. I think you can go through that. I think you look at, we did not go in the portal. I think when you look at, we have a quarterback battle with two internal candidates that we're very confident in. I think when people talk about things that in today's day and age, obviously it's an extremely important position. However, I look at certain things. If you look at in the National Football League, you look at a Brock Purdy, you look at a Russell Wilson when he first was with the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. When they were surrounded with outstanding people around them, they took their teams to Super Bowls. And to me, in the balancing act is for some of the schools, especially like at Kansas, is we're only going to have so many resources in the revenue share model. And in the NIL opportunity, there's, you know, you can sit there and debate it, but for us to be able to surround that so-called franchise quarterback in today's spending world, you also got to have guys that can block for him, catch for him, and stop people. And
right.
So it's a balancing act of resources, and it's ever changing, so to speak. To be one of the better players, he has to play well. Okay, so okay. If he's playing well, he's going to be in the top players of the league anyway. So it's kind of a catch question. But I think if you're saying a name quarterback, so to speak, because you guys know, and it's happened probably there, it's happened everywhere across the country for every portal quarterback that everyone raves about, they forget about the other five that failed.
Right.
And money was spent and wasn't spent in a way that, you know, return on investment, so to speak, was not there.
Got it.
Lance, Bill Bush, 93.7 The Ticket. I'm a fan of schedules. I talk about it on the show just nonstop about this. Sometimes there's just different schedules, how things set up, all the different things with it. I've always felt in the last couple of years, probably two or three, in the Big 12, every time I look at a schedule with almost every team, I go, They could win that game, or they could lose it. They could win. They could lose.
Yeah. There,
I just don't see. I don't see guaranteed losses, and I don't see guaranteed wins. It looks like you're just playing in. We're across the board. Every team. I've never seen a league that is this level at any time. It's not the same in the Big Ten. Remotely close to top to bottom of what it's like in the Big 12. What's that like?
It's, you know, it's extremely difficult, but it's exciting at the same time, because you know that through great preparation and if you continue to improve and compete through the year, you've got a chance. And that's what's made this league special here over the last few years. I think, you know, you're essentially talking about, you know, a team like TCU a few years back was picked in the middle to lower maybe third of the league and ends up in the playoffs. Arizona State was picked last and made the playoffs. That's what makes it exciting. And I think go along with your last kind of question on quarterback play is the other thing that happens is through today's portal world, and this is my opinion. I can be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. Just that's it. But it's it's an opportunity. Nobody really knows what you've added in areas that don't get talked a lot about. And also, and one of the simplest ways, people don't know how much depth you add through the portal, because you don't talk about a lot. And when you're able to have more depth, more competition daily in your program, players that all of a sudden get better faster, all of a sudden you can overcome injuries and you know, work through some things, and teams all of a sudden kind of rise to the occasion and can do that. And I think that's what our conference is. As you said, I don't think the so-called Power 2 conferences have the same type of balances one through whatever in the league as a conference like ours does.
Is it when you say so-called power conferences, aren't those the top two though? Isn't it SEC, Big Ten, or Big Ten, SEC?
Well, if you're looking at it by yeah, I guess we could sit there and spend all morning on it. Is depending on what, you know, is it basketball? Is it football? Is it revenue generation? Is it TV payout? I mean, there's a lot of different things, and we could spend, you know, again, you'd probably say that, but is there power? Are there, you know, what are the other two conferences called? What are the other six called? We could get into the debate of how much the networks promote only certain conferences these days, because that is now their true investment. You know, you don't see the days, and I know they've moved to FBS football, but the days of College Game Day going to Fargo, North Dakota are over. You know, in my opinion. I don't know. There's not as much of that, right? They didn't do that last year. Because where are they going?
Yeah. Good. They're going to SEC Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I don't have the list of every place they went to, but yeah.
They didn't go to Fargo.
No. No, my Lance Leipold.
You know, so, I mean, it is what it is, because there's big money there. There's big money invested, and they're going to continue, and it's a partnership for a reason. And that's kind of when you read off the stats before or whatever, the numbers. There is a gap, and probably will continue to be a gap, unfortunately.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit HIMS.com.
Certainly for a while, but we'll continue to navigate and how that works. And all the things through rev share and all the other obstacles that college athletics faces.
Joined by Lance Leipold, Kansas football head coach. Lance, I'm curious, last year's spring portal period after spring football existed, this year did not exist. What was the difference this year to last year? Is it less chaotic for you post-spring?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so much better. And the players are better right now. And, you know, our strength coach, you know, as I started this interview with you talking about, you know, our guys are finishing up and having meetings. The meetings, it's not like it was before where, hey, coach, can I see you? And there's all these things hanging. You know, your players are pretty – you know what your roster is. The guys have signed their agreements. There's not a chance to bail and jump ship. And the disposition, not just the what it is for the coaching staff and the program – the players are in a better mindset. Hmm. They're focused on where they're at. Mm-hmm. They're working hard. There's not this half in, half out, somebody telling them that they need to go do this. There's not an opportunity for some other program through third parties to try to reach and get a guy to, hey, you know, school X, and we could be another whole conversation is going through somebody. Hey, you know, we could really use Johnny in our program, and he should consider going, because that's what we're dealing with last year, is that, you know, I can go to this school and do this for this much more money and all these things. Mm-hmm. Now your players are kind of focused. They are where their feet are at. It's supposed to be. I think right now we've got to continue where this portal window is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work in January, mm-hmm. but you have a chance to essentially start the calendar year with your roster and develop your roster throughout.
That's real talk, Lance. That's interesting. Lance Leipold joins us. One follow-up question to that. When the spring portal was in play, did it ever affect the way you would coach a certain player?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think anybody that says differently, because there's some guys, you know, again, the sensitivity matters, all this, how, you know, a lot of things because of it's hard to tell what all is going through a young man's mind and who's talking to him. It's not like you're coddling and doing things, but there's always that kind of point of where is he at, what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have not changed because we've always believed in how we practice, but because we've always been giving guys equal reps for competition in spring. But I think you always have to be cognizant of pure opportunities and competitive nature and all of those things, whereas you're not always rolling out depth charts and doing those things to make guys feel like there's not an opportunity to play. But yeah, I, you know, and as I'm kind of talking about that, as I said, the January portal window, there's talk about some people pushing for spring window again or March. That's agenda based again, guys. Why? Because I want to be able to analyze what I have and then go make adjustments to my roster by getting players from somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't know why we would in this so-called, why would you pay a player, Bill? I mean, you've coached for a lot of times, you know, a lot of years. Why would we use revenue share money in January, February, and March, and then let that player leave? Where we have a system right now where we sign our players in January, they're under contract, they're going through, and then you're almost gonna you're jeopardizing, essentially wasting 25% of your budget of rev share by starting to play players and let them leave.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Does Lance, Steve Sipple's amazed at your age that you're still functioning. And that was something very interesting. What do you do for your staff? Time off, the ability to have a little bit of time. Now, like I said, I'll interrupt that myself again to say that we signed up for this. When we signed up to be college coaches, that was never based off what was the, you know, 7.5 weeks of vacation a year. But what do you do for your staff to try to be have them have a moment to try to get to a kid's game, to try to have a little bit of time to function?
Yeah, you know, we try to pick days, of course, as time allows, you know, to, you know, we're a morning practice team, so we're in the building early. But if there's a certain day that we can say, hey, you know, let's come in a little bit later and you get a chance to take your kids to school and do see them out the door or whatever, we try to do that. Obviously, unfortunately, we didn't work through the holiday with not being in a bowl game, so we get some time there. Sometime, usually like the second week, third week of February in that area after what was the second signing period, which nobody really uses, I do give them a week off. And before we then come back and start hitting things hard, of course, we have the spring break time. And then our guys are on the road this spring. And then I do give them about 5 days off around Memorial Day. We take some extra time there. And then, of course, we still try to utilize the time of July as what was always done. The nice thing, Bill, is now with everyone legally allowed to coach with players on the field is that you have analysts slash assistant position coaches, and we split that up a little bit more where some of those guys will get some time, more time off in May, and then we always have guys around that can work with our players. And again, because part of roster retention is relationship interaction and making sure that you're having those touch points. So when you have people around and do those things that can interact and build that relationship and continue the development, you can help try to overcome any of the other things when a player's on the fence about leaving your program.
Lance, feel free to dance around this question the best that you can, but all the conversation is about teams that want to be in the third lane and teams that aren't, as far as the talk rev share. But then we're talking about rosters that are $40 to $50 million, and there's the conversation of the CSC and what's being looked at. And there's obviously a discrepancy on what's being done. It's been said the Arkansas AD came out and said it, that we're not in the third lane, and there's others that are in that lane. How does that what are those conversations you have at Kansas?
Third lane, give me a little more definition of you know
paying above and paying
way above the cap.
Above the cap, paying way above the rev share.
You know, I went to a hyphenated state school, so to me, it's, you know, you see these things and you see some of these things that are caught up and you're like, well, you know, how is this third party, how's this commercial NIL work? And then you hear about certain, you know, well, how are these people hitting those numbers? It's not like somebody's posting for De Leon's and Sip Samurai Sam's stop or something, you know. You know, where are they getting all this money and how is it getting approved and what is it doing? I don't know. You know, it's a tough, you know, I probably should just keep dancing around it. But the thing that to me is every time there's something that comes out, there'll be three attorneys jumping on it on what's going to be the next lawsuit. And that's the thing that is disappointing, because I don't know who is looking out for the good of the game instead of the good of the moment. And that's tough to say when you get paid a lot of money. And that's what everyone will always throw back and do those things. There's a lot of money in this game and those things, but something has to happen because it's going to be tough for college athletic departments, not college football, college athletics departments to continue in the way that they're doing it.
Yes, and I would say nobody's looking out for the good of college football. No, I'd say nobody, Lance. Now, you have a QB battle. You mentioned it earlier, Cole Ballard, Isaiah Marshall. I guess in your shoes, I always wonder this about head coaches. In your shoes, is it a delicate situation? How important is communication, broad communication, when you're having those sorts of battles at that particular position?
When you say broad, are you talking about talking to those two individuals or talking to people like yourselves?
The whole thing, the whole picture.
Oh,
yeah, the whole picture.
I don't know. You know, there's things like, you know, public. I'm in no hurry to name a starting quarterback right now. There's things that we talk about internally. There's, as you know, need to know stuff. Mm-hmm. There are certain things with those players on many fronts that, you know, we have communicated with them. In fact, I can say in my meetings with them, I said, how do you feel about how it was broken up this spring? Do you feel like you're given equal opportunity? Mm-hmm. Just making sure that we have those dialogues that don't come back to kind of bite you later on, so to speak. And the great thing is those two guys are very good friends and they understand the situation. But we've also sat them down together in the same room so they can hear the same stuff. And I think that's important sometimes, not so much what everyone feels maybe on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, many times everyone feels they should know what's being said or done, but there's many times that as long as I know that they're hearing it correctly from our coaching staff and from myself, then that's what I'm most comfortable with.
So for all positions, Lance, just like you said, you could have a quarterback battle, correct? Because with no spring portal, you didn't have to name someone where the loser says, I'm out of here to a different school. Both of those guys had no options. Is that a difference on how you can handle it as a
good
coach?
Point.
Absolutely. And the thing is, and you look at programs that run into it, we lost our third string quarterback to the portal, and as we thought he had a bright future as well. It's tough to keep guys. And that's why all of a sudden you see, especially at that position, everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to play right away. And then what happens is, you know, you get an injury or two at that spot, and all of a sudden you're playing with a third string walk on or a true freshman. That's not and those are things that, again, if we can ever get to something that a little more substantial and multi-year things, that is good for everybody, because bouncing around to four schools is not the answer in personal development or professional development as a player. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, you know, We have got to find ways to get that, and not the instant playing time, not the instant money, all those things. And that's tough. It's tough because we've all taken opportunities based on salary, and it happens, and opportunities. And so hopefully, again, in all these things, as Sip alluded to many times in this interview, I don't know if I'll be around to see any of these changes, but hopefully I can from the nursing home.
You're young, Lance.
And how old is Lance?
He's 62 years old. 62. But he's a young 62. Look at him.
When I saw him the other day, I thought he looked 60.
Yeah. Well. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Lance, you're doing great. You're doing great. Do you feel good about where your program is right now?
Yeah, I do. You know, the last couple of years, we haven't closed out some games and opportunities. I think, you know, we should have been a bowl team. I've got to do a better job as a head coach for us to find ways to win those games. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's easy. Everybody says the difference of winning or losing can be two to three plays a game, and we have some very obvious opportunities that we haven't capitalized on, but I'm excited about where we're heading. I love our roster. I love the attitude of our guys. Andy Kolnicki has returned back to our staff as our play caller offensively. I'm excited about having Andy back with us and where it'll go. And, you know, once we won nine games, you know, in that 23 season, expectations changed and changed for the better. And now we've fallen short of that a little bit, and people want to see us get back. But our commitment from our university, our administration, to our program, our facilities has been outstanding. And I think, again, this is a great place to live, and we got a lot of good people around here, and we're excited to get this thing kicked off next year.
Good job, Lance.
Last question for you real quick. Matt Lubick's health. I keep in touch with him quite often. Give us an update on him, former coach here at Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, Matt's an outstanding man. You know, his story is remarkable, how he's overcome leukemia. He's, you know, monitored very closely, but if you know Matt, he's one of the first ones in the building, probably around 4:30 in the morning, and he's back to running and doing things. He missed the last couple of days of spring practice, so he went out to, I believe, San Diego to do a talk with his doctor that it was at a seminar of some sort, but his doctor asked him to come out and speak about his case and about his situation, and it's doing well. And you know, not only, you know, just of him being an outstanding coach, he's an outstanding person, and you know, we're fortunate to have him, and again, we pray for his health each and every day.
Great. Lance, we always appreciate the time.
Thank you
so much for this morning. Jeez, Lance.
Hey,
Sip.
Yes.
Sip, I got one last thing. Can you run down to Daily Owens and get my $1.37 senior citizen discount that they charge me price?
I like that bacon burrito that you get, too, the breakfast bacon burrito. That's what I get. I'll get it for lunch.
I tell you what, if they're not a sponsor, they need to be after this interview.
Yeah,
we'll hit them up.
Lance gets an ARP card now. Is that an ARP card that you get? Like one of those
ARP cards?
Yeah, I think you get an ARP card like that for senior citizen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lance is doing great. What? Go ahead, Lance.
You two guys act like you're 40.
Yeah, and I look way older than you, too. So I shouldn't be on this kind of ground. But hey, Lance, God bless you for spending so much time.
Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Have a great summer.
All right, you too.
Rock, baby.
Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk. That is Lance Leipold, head coach of Kansas football.
Lance is opinionated. He's very opinionated on subjects. Like, he came strong in that spring portal situation. That's why I like having him on, because he thinks like a sports writer. Like, he said he disagreed with Matt Hayes. I read that and I thought, Matt, I don't think you have to have one of the best players in the league at quarterback to win big. I think it's obviously helpful.
Also carries over to, is it looked at as he's an NFL prospect, or what is he at as far as in this league, what he does? There's some people can be incredible college quarterbacks that don't have a future at the next level, but they're really, really good college quarterbacks. Yeah. And so, like you said, the leading passer here was a one-year starter in a season, right? In Joe Gans.
Joe Gans, like that.
There's a lot of times in the past, probably 10 years, you wish you had Joe Gans out there at
quarterback. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there would be someone right there and say, well, was Joe Gans the best? Well, could you win a lot of games with him? I think you could win a lot of games with him.
Yes, you could. That's why Hayes, I mean, I'm not picking on Matt Hayes, he's a friend, but he wrote that very definitively, and then Lance answered it very definitively. He says, no, I don't think that. See, that's why I like Lance. He just doesn't summarily agree with everything.
So you like Lance better than Hayes?
No.
I just like that Lance
is very opinionated.
No, it's good stuff.
Yeah, he's opinionated.
Well, thank you, Coach Leipold, for joining us. That was awesome. Before we get to break, the three words to avoid in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked.
No.
Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state. Free consultation for you at AppliedConnective.com to manage all things IT and cybersecurity.
I was in a random meeting yesterday, and the whole conversation was, if you're not up to speed with what's going on in the world and technology, you have no chance. I mean, you're like, you can be curmudgeon world if you want to live just like, I have a garden, and I watch a little TV at night, and I go fishing. Then your technology doesn't have to be ridiculous. You're gonna be fine. Nothing crazy there. But if you want to be moving in the right direction in your job, you better have your technology down.
Yep. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.